From Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Two guys fumbling their way through the music business so you don't have to. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino and the Music Row Show.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Music Row Show. My name is Hino. Scott's stuck on an airplane, so he's not going to be with us tonight, I'm sure, much to his chagrin. But thanks for tuning in tonight anyway. As you know, this show is all for all you songwriters and musicians and performers out there who just want to get a handle on how things work here in Music City. As you know by now, we don't have any answers. We're out there slinging songs just like you guys are, but we're able to find the right people and bring them in and pick their brains and answer your questions and do all that kind of stuff. And you can chime in over on Facebook, facebook.com/TheMusicRowShow. Like us and join in the conversation there right now. Now, tonight is our annual, I should say, monthly. One month is kind of like a year sometimes. But it's our showcase where we shine the light on some awesome writers and performers here in Music City who haven't quite had that big old huge hit yet. Casey Clark and Lauren Massetti are here to visit with us in hour one. And then in hour two, we're going to have Sam Cooper and Rob Harris. They're going to serenade us and talk about their journey and all that kind of thing. Our showcase is specially sponsored by our good friends over at LR Bags. And we'd like to showcase their new portable PA, the Synapse, which is just amazing. We got to go preview it a couple of weeks ago with Lloyd Bags here in town, and it's just amazing. I mean, it's this portable little unit, perfect for singer-songwriters because it sounds amazing, and it produces an even field of sound all the way through the room, 180 degrees. So it doesn't matter where you stand, it sounds perfect, just the way you want it to sound, whether you're on the left side of the room, the right side of the room, or right in the middle. It's awesome. So go check it out at lrbags.com. So first up tonight is our guest, Lauren Massetti, who's going to be our showcase guest right now. She's kind of a quadruple threat. She plays guitar, piano, mandolin. She's an amazing singer, not to mention great songwriter, which I guess makes that a quintuple threat?
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's pretty amazing. And she's an RN, so she can not only help mend your broken heart with a nice, good song, she can probably apply a Band-Aid to or something.
I got you.
She's got us covered. Gotcha covered. And Scott and I have done a few shows with her, and afterwards we were both like, what the heck were we doing on stage with her? She's amazing.
Well,
so
I felt the same way about you guys, and Scott's not here tonight, but
so we can talk bad about him, actually.
We can.
Yeah.
As long as he's not listening in.
Well, let me make this official. Lauren Massetti, welcome to the Music Row Show.
Thank you so much.
Right.
I'm so excited to be here.
So it's also, how does a self-proclaimed proud Ohio Italian find a love for country music? How does that work?
Well, you know, I was raised by my grandparents, my Nana and my Papaw, up in Canton, Ohio. And, you know, I grew up actually singing in my church, Trinity Gospel Temple.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always sung, you know, when I was little, you know, I used to sing around the house all the time. I mean, that's the same as any musician, I would assume. But my papaw's a long distance truck driver from West Virginia. And actually, this is his guitar I'm playing tonight,
really?
Too.
It's beautiful.
A Gibson Dove. It was his dad's. And so
what year
he
is it?
Gave it to me. I'm actually not sure, but I'm very proud of it. It's a black Gibson Dove for anybody who can't see it. But anyway, he would always play guitar and I'd dance around, and I had this little tiny guitar and I'd just kind of strum along with him, and he thinks he's Waylon Jennings and he sings like him. And my Nana, you know, she has a great musical ear, and you know, I grew up singing in my church, and she encouraged me to take singing lessons from a woman who was a singer in our choir, and her husband was actually a sound engineer for like Styx and REO Speedwagon.
Oh, really? Okay.
And so when I was like 8 years old, they recorded my first CD on me, and it was all gospel music, and so that's kind of how it got started. And you know, we traveled around singing at little churches in our area and kind of sprung out from there. And
awesome.
Then finally, when I was like around 12 years old, you know, well, up until then I'd written poetry and I always loved words. And when I was 12 years old, we moved out to Branson for a while, Branson, Missouri. And I did shows out there with Gary McSpadden, and I played at a lot of other theaters out there. And I'd always had a love for
country music. You guys moved
music.
Out there specifically so that you could pursue music?
Yes.
Wow. That's some good parents right there. That's awesome.
I know. I'm very blessed. But, yeah, we moved out there, and I'd always had a love for country music. The reason I have long hair is because I grew up watching Crystal Gayle on the Statler Brothers. And,
okay.
And, you know, I'd always done gospel music, like, strictly up until that point. And mm-hmm. then, you know, after I'd been out in Branson for a while, and then finally we moved back to Ohio, and I picked up guitar and started writing, and that's kind of where the country music came in. I do both gospel and country
that's
now,
good.
But, yeah.
Well, I think in 2012 or so, you did the Sons of Italy Feast in New
yeah,
York.
Actually,
how was that? I mean, you're up there singing Rocky Top in front of a bunch of New Yorkers, you know, so...
You got on YouTube.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so this is so cool. I'm also a very proud Italian, for mm-hmm. those of you that didn't pick it up, Lauren Massetti. Mm-hmm. And I actually met the people that invited me up there by singing in Steubenville, Ohio. You know, Dean Martin is from Steubenville, Ohio,
oh,
originally.
I did not know that. Awesome.
And his daughter, for a lot of years, she went up there and hosted this festival, like the week of her father's birthday. And I started singing at that. I did that for, gosh, 6, 7, 8 years in a row, and got to know his daughter Dina really well. And you know, a lot of actors in The Sopranos and Law and Order, like the Italian guys from New York, like Vinny Pastore and Paul Borghese and Lou Martini, a lot of the actors from there are huge fans of the Rat Pack and Dean Martin. And so they would come to the Dean Martin Festival, and I got to be good friends with a guy named Paul Borghese and his friend Vinny Pastore. And Paul is in charge of the entertainment for the Sons of Italy Italian Feast up in Blauvelt, New York, in Orangeburg. And so I've been going up there playing for that Italian Feast for, oh gosh, about 7, 8 years yeah. now, too.
How's the food?
It's incredible.
I mean, if you're going to call it a feast, there better be some good
right.
food, right?
No, it's funny because I just talked to Paul on the phone today. I'm going to be back playing up there this year, and we're trying to get everything put together. It's in September. September 14th, I think, is the first day. But he called me, and he was out exercising because he said, I got to get in shape so I can eat some of that food.
Awesome.
But,
awesome.
Yeah, it's just a blast.
So you started writing, I think I read that you started writing, first stuff you started cranking out was jingles.
Yeah, little
so what,
jingles.
So how did that come about? I mean, most people start writing, you know, their deep emotional stuff, you know?
Well, my deep emotional stuff came out when I was like 4 or 5 years old, and I had this little tiny like toy tape recorder. I was recording about the sunshine and wearing my sunglasses on my nose.
Yeah.
And all kinds of stuff. And I think my Nana still has like some tapes of me just singing about not really anything, like what 4 or 5 year olds sing.
Okay. See, I kind of thought you were writing like commercial jingles, like you
it
were.
It could be.
Yeah.
I could rework a few of them.
Okay.
But now, you know, that was like the beginning of, you know, me loving words and rhymes and poetry. And you know, I don't know. That's just kind of how it came out of me at first.
Nice.
You know?
Well, I can say that I was surprised, and I know Scott was surprised when we found out what your day gig was, being a registered nurse, because, I mean, mainly we both thought you were fresh out of high school. You know, so, I mean,
I'll take it. I don't want to grow up.
Yeah. But,
well, my favorite quote is, growing old is mandatory, growing up is an option.
Nice.
And so, like, whenever I walk into a patient's room, and they always kind of give me the eye, they're just like, are you old enough to be a nurse?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I like looking young. I'll take it.
Sure. Why not? So do you find that people you come across in your other life, your medical life, find a way into your songwriting somehow?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I have a lot of stories of inspiration and a lot of stories of heartache. And I think in that field, you know, you're exposed to it all, and the patient side and the family side. And, you know, I've found myself at a lot of bedsides just, you know, kind of crying with the patients and hearing their testimonies and seeing a lot of miracles happen. You know, it's heavy, but at the same time, a lot of stories are really inspirational, and I'm glad I get to have a positive influence. You know, I've sung to a lot of patients too.
Oh, well, that's cool.
It's just a really neat thing.
Awesome. Well, you know, you have a project out called "It's Never Just a Song," Lauren Massetti. Mm-hmm. Is that your latest one?
At the moment, it is, and I have my sweetie over here, Sean Camp, and he's going to be playing some guitar on my stuff.
Oh, nice!
But we're getting ready to go into the studio here pretty soon and work on some other new stuff. So that's coming.
Well, you should make sure he practices.
Oh, you know, I know.
Before you go in there,
I know,
because I've seen him play and
face,
you know,
palm.
Yeah, tell you what. Well, I would love to hear a track off your CD that you brought. I think how about we do track one called "The Best of Me."
I would love that.
All right, let's hear that.
I waited for a couple days, but heartbreak doesn't go away until you pull yourself up on your feet. So I reorganized my life, 'cause every picture I walk by would send me where I didn't wanna be. I put it all inside a box. I found a key.
Awesome. That sounded great.
Thank you so much.
Best of Me. All right. I like that a lot. So that's some straight up country right there.
Yeah. And that's what I'm hoping to do.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, you brought a very good guitar player with you here tonight.
Right.
So when did you and Sean start playing out together and stuff?
Well, actually, we met through a mutual friend of ours, Chris Stapleton's father-in-law. It's Morgan's dad, Daryl Hayes. He's a dear friend of both of ours, and I write with him all the time. And at the time, Sean had some writing gigs with him, and so when I wrote with him, he's just like, "Hey, have you ever heard of Sean Camp?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of his, you know." And he said, "Well, we need to get you guys together to write." And
excellent.
And so he said the same thing to Sean about me. And so, you know, we got together to write, and we've been together ever since. So
nice. So how do you think that your, when you're talking about writing, how's your writing evolved since you moved to Nashville and started co-writing with other folks here in town?
It's definitely different because up in Ohio, you know, I primarily wrote by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of indie rock and stuff up,
sure,
you know, in the Canton area and around Cleveland. And, you know, a lot of great stuff, but not a ton of, you know, real traditional country. And so coming down to Nashville, I found a really great group of people. And so far, I've just been blessed to write with everybody I've been writing with. But, you know, actually, I still tend to write a lot of stuff by myself.
Do you?
But, you know, I've been blessed to write with, you know, Sean and one of my other writing idols, Matresa Berg.
I know. Really?
She's been on the show.
Awesome.
Here. And Pam Tillis has been a good friend of mine for a long time. And so I've written a few things with her and just a lot of really great people. And I'm very blessed.
That is awesome.
So I don't know, just the co-writing thing.
That something that was hard to get used to, the just writing with another person in the room?
Yeah, it's just so different. You know, whenever I'm writing by myself, I don't have to worry about, you know, throwing things out, you know, does this sound crazy, and maybe crazy works here, and
yeah,
and like, you know, you have to get out of that guarded mindset, you know, not being afraid to throw things out when there's another individual in the room, and kind of
or being free enough to just say something silly, you know,
right,
something that could be either dumb or brilliant, you know.
Right, exactly. And it might be both at the same time.
Yeah,
you know. And you know, learning to compromise whenever somebody throws out a line, and you know, everything, you know, that you come up with or the other person comes up with, you know, we think it's great, you know, but, you know, you have to fight for some lines, and, you know, you have to give it to the other writer sometimes, and, you know, it's give and take, you know, and it's definitely a lot different than writing by yourself.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back with more of Lauren Massetti on our Music Row Showcase in just a few minutes. So come on back.
Did you meet somebody new? Well, good for you. Long blonde hair with eyes of blue. Well, good for you. No, I don't care what you do, but I don't like your attitude. Get to walking if you know what's good for you. Said you know.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. Doing our showcase tonight, we're here with Lauren Massetti, and that is a track off of her CD called Good For You, and you wrote that one on your own. That's awesome. I love that.
Thank you. I don't know, I was kind of thinking, you know, I write up tempos out of necessity because I'm such a ballad writer, and so I had to get myself in this mode. Okay, if I were Delbert McClinton, what would I do?
My favorite ever.
Exactly.
Is Delbert McClinton. Yeah.
And so that's what I came up with. It was Good For You.
Well, speaking of, I mean, since he is my favorite, tell me about that time you got on stage with him and tore it up with him. That was
amazing. That was amazing. You know, Sean was playing on the Delbert McClinton cruise this past year.
Oh, yeah.
With the world famous headliners. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. They play on that. I don't know. How many years have you guys been doing that?
A couple of years.
Yeah, but
the Sandy Beaches,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Cruise, yeah.
Yeah, and so, I don't know, we were in the hotel getting ready to, you know, get on the boat and take off, and Delbert, you know, he's just so cool. He walks around and mingles with everybody on the cruise ship, and we met him, like, in the hallway of this hotel, and Sean introduced me to him, and And I'm just like, I'm such a huge fan of yours, you know? And I started going, I got an old weakness coming on strong.
Yeah.
And he's just like, girl, we need to get you up on stage. And he said, well, how about Shaky Ground? And I about had a meltdown. I'm like, oh my gosh, that would be amazing. But, you know, whenever we got on the boat and I'm just like, oh, you know, he'll forget, you know? And so he had this show up on the deck and he was playing with his awesome band. And, you know, Sean and I kind of got up to the stage and he spotted us and he pointed out in the audience and he said to come up and he said, we'll do Shaky Ground, okay? And so that's how that video came about. I got to sing nice. Shaky Ground with Delbert McClinton on his cruise ship, and it was the most amazing thing ever.
Yeah. You might just retire right there, you know?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Well, but we don't have a cruise ship handy, but we'd love to hear a song from you.
Thank you.
What do you
so
feel
much.
Like playing?
This is a kind of newish song that I wrote, and it's called Play Me Like a Song.
Oh.
You're good at playing girls and games and guitars, and you might make a fool out of me. But I'd rather be a fool than go crazy, wondering what the two of us could be. Well, Mama said, don't ever trust a rambler. They'll love and leave you with a burning fire. But you've been running these roads forever. Don't you think your heart is getting tired? You could make me drown, or you could be my solid ground. Give me the runaround, but make it beautiful somehow. You can't love me right, love me wrong. But if you're gonna play me, honey, play me like a song. I've been flipping coins and pulling petals off of roses, sending silly wishes to the sky. Yeah, trust is something I don't do too much, and forever is a thing you've never tried. You could make me drown, you could be my solid ground. Give me the runaround, but make it beautiful somehow. If you can't love me right, love me wrong. Oh, but if you're gonna play me, honey, play me like a song. Can't love me right, love me wrong. Oh, but if you're gonna play me, honey, play me like a song.
Yeah. Wow. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Love that. Love that. So for people who might be in town and want to come see you play, where do they find out more about you?
Well, we really don't have any shows in town coming up at the moment, mm-hmm. but there is a thing that we're doing. You know, Even Stevens?
Yeah.
Well, he's just awesome, and he was sweet enough to invite us up to... He's actually an Ohio boy, too.
Yep.
And he invited us to play at this benefit for Indian Lakes. It's called Nashville Hitmakers. And if anybody is up in the Ohio area and wants to come see us, it's August 19th. And the show, I think, is at 7 o'clock. And I think he's got a series of shows. But if you get on NashvilleHitmakers.com,
mm-hmm.
And it's the August 19th show in Indian Lake.
So I'm guessing you have your shows listed on your website?
Yes, I do.
Which is?
LaurenMassetti.com.
All right.
Let me spell that out.
Okay.
It's LAUREN, last name MASCITTI. .com. And I do have my shows listed on there.
And can you buy your music there as well?
You can.
Excellent.
And it's also for sale on iTunes. I have a few albums on there, CD Baby, Amazon. But you can get to everything through my website.
Perfect. All your socials and all that kind of thing.
Right. I've got a Facebook music page. I've got an Instagram. I've got Twitter. So anybody who wants to friend me. That will be very exciting.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Lauren, so much for coming in.
Thank you
big
so
fan
much.
And looking forward to your new stuff that's coming out that you guys are going to be working on. Definitely give us a holler when that comes out. We'll love to have you back and hear some of that.
Cool. Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back with another showcaser right after this. So come on back to the Music Row Show.
Sat in this pew a time or two, felt the soul of amazing grace. And I've been taught right from wrong, when to fight and when to walk away. You showed up with your hair running wild and a pretty smile on your face. Bright as the sun, yeah, I saw the light when you walked in that way. Now I'm wondering what it'd be like, take you out at midnight, kiss you beneath a billion stars. Bet it feel just like heaven in the moonlight, holding an angel in the dark.
All right. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. That's our next showcaser coming up. That's Casey Clark doing a tune of his called Angel, Holding an Angel in the Dark.
Indeed.
Love that. Well, welcome to the show, Casey. Scott actually invited you on the show, and unfortunately he's stuck on a plane, so he couldn't be here tonight. But I do know that he met you a couple of years ago at the Southern Trace Songwriters Festival.
Yeah.
And I know he was just struck immediately with your voice and your performance and your songwriting, and was even more impressed that what a hardworking and a good guy road warrior you turned out to be. I know that you run nonstop between your home state of North Carolina to South Carolina to Florida, Georgia, just all over the place. You got a new EP called Invincible that's coming out that shows no signs of slowing down, and we're just thrilled that you're here with us tonight. So, Casey Clark, welcome to the Music Row Show.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to be here, and I can't thank Scott enough. You know, to have a gentleman like Scott talking about you and saying good things about you is an honor in and of itself.
Well, you just kind of went off the rails there with gentlemen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so
careful.
Sure about
I'm on
that
air,
one.
So I can only yeah. say good things.
Oh, you were doing the air quotes. Yeah, gentlemen. Yeah, I got gotcha. You.
I got gotcha. A cue sheet right here I just go to. Yeah.
So you work with some pretty cool producers already. What are your takeaways when working with folks like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Craig Wilson, Jay Took, both guys that have worked on this last record. We had Matt Ross Spang on board, which was unbelievable. I'm sure folks in town know Matt. He works with Drive-By Truckers, Margot Price, Stapleton. You know, he and Dave Cobb do a lot of records together. It was just a natural fit for me after they heard my music, and we wanted to bring him on board, which he's such a legend, not just for what he's doing currently, but, you know, his work in Memphis and kind of what he does with remastering things
mm-hmm.
and keeping that history of the music alive. And Matt's also got an uncanny ability to break the mood of the studio and tell a great joke whenever it needs to be told. So I'd like to salute him for that. So it was great. You know, we made a terrific record with guys that are all talented and doing well in the industry, but are super humble and genuine human beings too. So
that's always important. That's
absolutely
awesome. So what brought you to town? What was your journey to Nashville? What brought you here?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I, you know, started playing music a long time ago and kind of took it as far as I could in the home state. I felt like, you know, you generate a buzz and you start doing shows. You do small shows, you do bigger shows. You really see people starting to reach out to family members in other states. And then honestly, just the craft of songwriting is what brought me to Nashville. You know, I knew this was the pinnacle here. And at the time I was really looking for somebody that was a mentor for me, you know. Not, there's a lot of great writers that stay in North Carolina that hide in the shadows like anywhere else. But I knew, I said, man, if I want to realize my full potential, I feel like I need to be in a place where some folks can kind of lift me up.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that,
yeah.
That was the thing.
So have you found a good network? What have you done when you got here to kind of get out there and network and build that crew of people around you?
Absolutely. Craig, that produced my record, he has been super influential in kind of helping me up with connecting up with rights and that kind of thing, which, you know, it's awesome having that because I feel like I've been able to skip kind of some of the horrible rights in a basement with a cat somewhere that just aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
So he's helped me out in a broad sense with that. So that's been terrific. And, you know, as it goes, you meet people that you enjoy writing with. Sometimes you have horrible rights, but a lot of times those like-minded folks lead to another guy that he writes with. And so it all kind of works together.
Nice.
Yeah, that's been great. Just
awesome.
Easily. Honestly, it's worked out easily.
Well, good. Well, you brought some music with you. I'd love to hear a track off of your current CD. What should we play?
Please. How about we do The Sting? That's a single that I released, a big rock and love song.
Oh, we'd love that. Well, yeah. Let's check it out.
Loving you's like the moon, catching up to the sun. No, I'm bound to burn, but baby, you are the one. Got your finger on the trigger, I'm the target, baby. Aiming for my heart, too late to save me. Should've just run, but I bought a ring. Hard to dodge a steal when you like a sting. Only call after midnight, I'm waiting by the phone. How you look in the daylight, I wake up and I'm gone. Got your finger on the trigger, I'm a target, baby. Aiming for my heart, too late to save me. Should've just run, but I bought a ring. Hard to dodge a steal when you like to stay. You're the devil in a dress and hell on heels. Like the Wild Wild West, one shot, one kill. Should've just run, but I bought a ring. Hard to dodge a steal when you like to stay.
That was awesome.
Nice.
Casey Clark, that's a tune of his called The Sting.
It's a fun one. It's a big one.
That is a cool one. Now, I've noticed, I've seen you play out before, and I noticed you have a very rhythmic, percussive guitar style. What are your influences? How'd you develop that?
That's great, man. Only a guitar player would appreciate that about me. You know, I don't know. Honestly, I think it stemmed from playing. Like, when I first started gigging out, I played a ton of solo acoustic shows,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I said, I said, man, I've got to figure out a way to make this impactful, make it interesting. Didn't have anybody on percussion. And I started just finding this rhythmic kind of groove. Most of the guitars I played at the time were dreadnoughts, you know, so you had that good thump in there. And I think it was born out of that, honestly. I felt like I needed to do more than I was doing, just playing those crisp chords.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started kind of finding this rhythmic thump type thing and held on to it. In fact, you know, oftentimes in full band situations or bigger production, I have to remind myself to ease
not
off of that.
Not to do it, yeah.
Yeah, because it just became so signature for me doing a solo thing. But yeah, I would say it's bred from that necessity,
that's,
really.
That's awesome. That's yeah. awesome. And I know you've done, we've had a few people on the show over the last few years who've had pretty good success with the whole crowdfunding thing
yeah,
to absolutely. Get projects done. And you've done that too. How did that work out for you?
I did. And it worked out extremely well. I would say thanks to the years, you know, in North Carolina, just focusing on that area and really mm-hmm. trying to connect with folks. I've had some longtime supporters that believed in my music from day one. And it was a great experience. I used the Kickstarter platform.
Okay.
And it was super easy to set up the site. You know, I researched a lot of things beforehand, kind of how to motivate folks, what folks enjoyed, which
all the different premiums and things.
Yeah, there's so many offerings you can do, you know, and things, rewards and yeah. that kind of thing. But it was a great way to kind of, honestly, just to get folks engaged that you were getting ready to do a new project, whether they gave or not. It really surprised me. You know, I thought it was more a core group of people that gave the majority. I thought it'd be spread out over, you know,
really?
400 or 500 people that have watched my music for 4 and 5 years in North Carolina, but it was really just a core group of people. And
wow.
Honestly, it's like anything else. The more effort you put into it, the sky's the limit. The more creative you get with it, the more you motivate people. That's a big part of it. And, man, I just try to be a genuine human being on a daily basis. And I think that kind of helps too when folks are investing in you and trying to believe in you. And a lot of the people that invested me on this record were just friends of mine that I've enjoyed being with around the years and knew I was passionate about this thing. So
awesome.
You know, grateful for that.
Awesome. Well, you know what? We need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'd love to get a song out of you. I'd love to hear an example of that percussive style right there. So we're going to be back with more of Casey Clark here on the Music Row Show. So come on back. Back to the Music Row Show. That's Train, Casey Clark, off of his album called Invincible. And he's our showcaser here this hour. And that actually is a pretty cool song. Well, we got them all wired up, and we're ready for you to do a song for us live.
Let's hear
some of that amazing guitar I've heard so much about.
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm going to do Get My Chair Out, which is a fascinating song on this record. And typically I write about just everyday occurrences and situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in a small town called Catawba, North Carolina. And there's a central hardware store. It's called the IGA, which is a chain brand. There's IGAs all over. They got grocery stores. And with this place, everybody goes in the evening to get their beer. I was working as a landscaper at the time. Gentleman walks by me. He is about 10 times dirtier than I. And I thought, is this Micro from Dirty Jobs? What does this guy do?
Yeah.
You know, I felt like a man, but not for long. Well, he walks by me, walks in the cooler. He grabs two cases of Coors Light. The AC unit kicks on. His hair kind of blows back. And it looks like something out of a movie. And he turns around and looks at me. And I'm thinking, why does he keep looking at me? Is he going to steal something? And anyway, I look back at him, and he just starts kind of shaking back and forth and swaying and dancing. And I'm like, this guy loves this beer cave. He walks out, and I said, man, you having a great time? He said, yeah. He said, it makes me want to get my chair out. And that kind of struck a chord. And then I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, my wife's not that great, to be honest with you. My job really stinks. This is the best 10 minutes of my day when I walk in this beer cooler with these fake palm trees. And he said, I just want to ask him if I can stay here forever. And I said, that's great, man. I'm going to go write a song about this.
All right.
So get my chair out.
I'm tired. I've been singing that work week song too dang long, just barely getting by. And my throat's dry. what I wouldn't give for a bottle of something cold and a little bit of time. Well, I'd walk into the store and what would I see? An ice cold bottle staring back at me, baby. All shapes and sizes on that shelf. I slam the freezer door shut as the air kicks on. The speakers start playing a Jimmy Buffett song. I've been here before, I can't help myself. Makes me wanna get in my chair out, hang out a little out beer cave kind of style. Tip a couple back and never go back to work. I wanna get in my chair out, think about nothing but a six-pack by my side. Chilling for a bit, beer cave kind of style. Come on. A few more hours, oh yeah. I watch that clock as that old minute hand keeps on ticking by. I get impatient, yet my mouth can taste it. Cold bottle on my lips, slipping a half a lime. I'd walk into the store and what do I see? Ice cold bottle staring back at me, baby. All shapes and sizes on that shelf. I slam the freezer door shut as the air kicks on. The speakers start playing an old Hank song. I've been here before, I can't help myself. Makes me want to get in my chair out, hang out a little while beer cave kind of style. Tip a couple back and never go back to work. I wanna get in my chair out, think about nothing but a six pack by my side. Chilling for a bit, beer cave kind of style. Oh, come on now. All my troubles, they fade away, and my mind gets lost in a frosty haze, like heaven when the plastic palm trees sway. Just a few more minutes till I punch out. I'll hop in my truck and head on down to the IGA. Makes me wanna get in my chair out, hang out a little out beer cave kind of style. Tip a couple back, never go back to work. I wanna get in my chair out, baby, think about nothing but a six-pack by my side. Chillin' for a bit, beer cave kind of style. Oh, come on now.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I don't think I've ever heard a song with that idea before. That's awesome.
Well, good. That's a good thing.
I love that. So, but you are constantly on the road. You're playing a lot.
I am. Everywhere. Yeah. As consistently as I possibly can be. I got multiple folks working for me on a booking end, just trying to get me out there and cover as much ground as I can, honestly. Anywhere that I can gather, you know, 30 or more people that are really focused on music or need some stress relief from that day, I'll show up and make it happen.
How has that whole thing changed in the last few years for you as a performer out there on the road?
Oh, man, it's completely different. Honestly, just having support from folks has changed a lot just from promotions end, you know, because most of the stuff that I did previously, that was independently booked, but it was, you know, multiple statewide. So obviously promotion end helps a lot.
Helps having
just
a team.
Well, yeah, just getting folks out. You know, everybody focuses on one specific thing, and it ends up being more of a success in the end.
So when you're out there writing and you debut a new song out there on the road, how much time do you spend watching the real-time reaction to folks, and how does that influence your writing?
Quite a bit, yeah. I try to keep my eyes open as soon as I showcase the song for the first time. And, you know, you can tell if it's registering with a few people, if it's registering with everybody, and if it's hitting with nobody. And
how can you tell, though, when you're looking at a crowd? What
the middle-aged women is a big sect of my audience. And right. So I watch the hips move.
Aha!
So that helps. If they're not laughing and smiling or if the hips aren't moving, then I just move on, man.
Okay.
I wrap that song on up. But as far as influence in the writing part, I'd like to say it does a tremendous amount, but it does some. You know, I'm not going to completely sweat
sway my riding based on how quickly the hips are moving.
Right.
You know, it does. It gives you a frame of reference. But, I'm technically a country artist, so we all try to write about things that are easy to understand and that happen in everyday life. So it's, it's pretty quick to tell.
Awesome. Well, where can folks find you online?
They can find me at CaseyClarkMusic.com, and that's the most traditional way to spell Casey. You know, there's all kinds of wild ways now.
Yeah.
It's just CaseyClark.
Perfect. Music.com. And then com for com.
That's right.
That's C-O-M. Good. And all the socials, you're on Twitter and Facebook and
all. Absolutely. That. It's all tied into that site. Yep. Easy.
Perfect.
To use. Yep.
Perfect. Sure. Well, awesome. Well, Casey, thanks so much for joining us on our showcase
it's
tonight.
Been a We've thrill.
Enjoyed having you. And we actually got a whole other hour of the showcase coming up with a couple of great writers. Sam Cooper and Rob Harris are going to be joining us. So definitely come back to the Music Row Show.